It seems like skateboarding is having a moment. Skateboarders are everywhere. Stores and manufacturers are having a hard time keeping up with demand for boards. Well, as with everything, the pandemic is playing a role, but that's not all. Claire Miller reports on some of the other reasons why the skateboarding industry is about to be bigger than ever.
Have you seen all the skateboarders out on the streets? They're everywhere. Even on social media, like Instagram and TikTok. There's actually a whole side of TikTok referred to as Skate Talk, where users post clips of themselves cruising around town, landing tricks, feeling absolutely free. Ruby Medina is a skateboarder who saw the trend and posted her own video. Yeah, going eight like bingo. Picture a giant empty pool. Medina's skating every curve and slope as smooth as butter. It has more than 500,000 views.
Honestly, I was pretty shocked. I was like, what? I didn't know my video could hit that much.
But Medina's not just any TikToker. She works in two skate shops in Venice, California, and her parents are the owners. They started the business about 22 years ago, but they've never seen demand like this. Turns out, the industry hasn't either.
Skateboarding saw a growth in sales like it hadn't seen in years.
Jeff Kendall used to be a professional skater. Now, he runs NHS, a skateboard manufacturer and distributor. Companies like his have spent the last year scrambling to meet a monstrous appetite for parts and boards. Kendall credits the rising popularity of skateboarding now to social media, plus a few other factors. The pandemic led people to rediscover the outdoors. More girls are getting into it than ever before, too. Full confession, I'm one of them. And the Olympics are including it as a sport for the first time this summer.
This is a global phenomenon. This is something we're seeing all around. You know, the 80 countries that we sell to in the world, they're all seeing an increase. I think that by the end of 21, there'll be more skateboarders in the world than ever before.
All these new skateboarders aren't just young people. Remember Dogface? An Idaho dad who made a TikTok while cruising on a longboard, drinking cran raspberry juice, vibing to Fleetwood Mac. Now here you go again, you say. People have viewed his video more than 80 million times. It sent the song back up to the top of the charts and Ocean Spray flying off the shelves. At Medina's skate shop, it moved boards too.
I would hear a lot of comments and they would be like, oh, we could be like the dog face and all, like, let's get a longboard. And I'll just be like laughing in my head and I was just like, okay.
Medina gets why people love these videos so much and why they're inspiring new skaters to hit up their local skate shops.
Just to see someone like enjoying themselves so much on a board, it makes people realize like, yo, this is actually fun. This is actually cool. It makes people like, oh, I'm going to go skate. Like, I'm going to go cruise.
For a while there, Medina's family shop could not keep up with demand. But now, it's fully stocked and merchandise is flowing. At the skate park, she says it already feels like summer. For NPR News, I'm Claire Miller.